Patients of Mr. Jame's HIV/AIDS treatment line up to receive their twice-weekly herbal remedy. As cameras from national and international media snap photos and take video of the procedure. The patients are at the end of their one-month treatment. Many say they are feeling better. President Jame says he is not concerned about skeptics who say what he is doing is dangerous.
I'm not here to prove to anybody anything. I'm here to treat HIV patients and Gambians for that matter. It's not only HIV, it's but asthma. Western medicine says you cannot cure asthma. I cure asthma in 5 minutes. So whether they ask, I'm not here to prove to anybody.
President Jame says according to blood tests, his patients are getting better, and some, he says, have been cured. Patient Lamin Cisse says he is not getting updates on his blood counts, but he says he has stopped taking antiretroviral drugs, or ARVs, which are used around the world to delay the onset of AIDS in HIV-positive patients. President Jame forbids his patients to take ARVs.
I'm not afraid because I believe, as according to what the president said, that he is certain of his herbal medicine, that he can cure HIV. And then if you are on the ARV and you start his treatment, you have to stop them and only use his herb.
Gambian journalist Demba Jawa left the country last year amid intimidation against independent reporters. He says he is not surprised by Mr. Jame's claims.
But knowing the type of person President Jame is, I know he has all the confidence that he has the cure for this disease. Even though he has never been a medical practitioner, he has absolutely no qualifications as far as medicine is concerned.
Jawa says HIV/AIDS sufferers coming forward are being victimized by their own government and that they need outside help.
The role of the international community to come to the aid of Gambian AIDS victims and, other Gambians who are kind of being duped into believing that Jame has the cure for the disease. And I have no doubt that most of those people who are appearing daily on Gambian television receiving his treatments are kind of compelled by circumstances to do so. I mean, left alone, I'm sure most of them would not have come out open to show the rest of the country that they are AIDS sufferers.
Despite concerns about the safety of his practices, those suffering from HIV/AIDS wait hours in line at Mr. Jame's clinic to be chosen for treatment by the president. Patients must agree to abide by a strict diet, live in a secluded compound, and stop taking antiretroviral medications if they want the president's remedy. President Jame has refused to allow samples of his herbs to be taken out of the Gambia for international testing. Mr. Jame, who recently won re-election, says he plans to remain in power for several decades. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Banjul.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。